And hold on to your old vinyl, dear listeners. There might be something quite valuable in that pile of records. You remember records, the ones you've been meaning to take to Goodwill. Producer Derek Raff met with a guy who makes his living hoarding old records, and he's released a new collection of rare jazz and soul grooves called Giles Peterson Digs America.
I'm standing on Pico Boulevard in West Los Angeles, just a few feet from a secret world, a world of unfulfilled desires and wishes, inhabited by connoisseurs, some say fanatics. Actually, I'm at Record Surplus, an inconspicuous portal to the realm of the record collector, the vinyl junkie. Having never crossed such a threshold before, I am glad to be in the company of one of the world's greatest aficionados, Giles Peterson. I join him inside.
Well, currently I'm in the collectible section, which tends to be where I automatically end up.
I have to ask, is record collecting an obsession, or is it lodged in the genes?
Well, it's certainly in my genes. You know, I was one of those boys who collected marbles, comics, and eventually I found my ultimate dark side, you know, the vinyl obsession.
Giles Peterson, who owns Brownswood Records in the UK, teamed up with Ubiquiti, an American label renowned for its releases of jazz and soul music. Ubiquiti bought a vast private collection of records and gave Giles first pick for this compilation.
And they wanted it to be the Brownswood USA session, so it was really about finding rare American releases, of which there's so many. So we're not talking about any labels that are now owned by major labels. We're talking about very independent private collections or private pressings. My favourite track on the album is by the New World Orchestra, which was the ultimate modal jazz prayer, and it's the kind of record that I sort of dream about.
Finding these obscure artists and getting reproduction rights is quite a story, as are the stories of the artists themselves.
And interestingly enough, there's one track on this album by an artist called Durando called Didn't I? It sounds a little bit like an Al Green sort of thing, a little bit more spaced out. No one knew anything about Durando, and they obviously found out who he was, and they ended up going to San Francisco. You know, he was a pimp, and he was all kinds of... He's got a great story of his own.
Many factors make records collectible. The artist, the label, and historic significance.
Historic significance, yeah, and, you know, obviously the amount of copies that were made. I mean, one classic artist to always look out for is Sun Ra, for example, because he also pressed his own records, and in between shows, the band would actually paint the artwork. So you can quite easily get an original piece of art. And with great music, and he'd do really limited runs of maybe a few hundred pieces.
We continue our search for that elusive final gem, arriving at the movie soundtrack section.
I'm looking for... Actually, I need to go to the U section, because there's an Italian composer called Umiliani. He made some really good...
Giles Peterson's eclectic approach to collecting movies enables him to recognise a jewel when he finds one. This next cut on Digs America meets all Giles' qualifications. Well, almost.
The Ode to Africa track is actually an odd record for this album because it was a French pressing, but it's an American artist. So we kind of broke the rules a little bit because all the stuff on this album was fundamentally meant to be American small labels. Although, of course, this is an American artist with a great track and using some sensational French musicians, actually.
Record collecting can take over your life. Some rarefied singles sell for thousands of dollars. Giles Peterson eventually had to move his family to another house. His previous home is now a warehouse for his vinyl. What started as a hobby has become his passion. And as we step out of this emporium of illicit desires into the sunshine, Giles is unrepentant about his life's mission.
It's amazing how my memory for music is so good, but try and learn a language and, you know, I can't get anywhere, you know, it's like, but when you really care about something, you know, your brain does work.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.
You just heard snatches of songs in Derek's report. You can actually hear full-length tracks from Giles' album at our website. That's npr.org.